Welcome to WFHR's Director's Cut. Evening, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this January 8th. I hope you're having a wonderful day out there. It is session 9 for us. Your host and program director, James J. Maloff, here with my partner in art, Seth Habhager, our head of production.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're having a great evening.
Mics are on. We're ready for sound. Let's get going.
Better. That's all I'm going to say.
We are joined today by local musician, singer, songwriter, awesome friend, man of many talents, Ben Shitek. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, James and Seth.
I'm used to saying morning.
Yeah, it is.
Morning, whenever you're listening to us. It's a good day to you, sir. Good day.
We'll be podcasted, so whenever they're listening, it doesn't matter.
Ben, it is so darn good to have you in studio, man.
Well, thank you for having me.
This is actually really full circle for us here at WFHR, because back when Carl and I were doing the morning show, you were the fierce music guest we had on. Mm-hmm. And now we're having you on Director's Cut in our early days of this show, and it's really fun. I appreciate you having the time to come in and do this.
Oh, glad to be here.
Especially considering, as we joke all the time with you, man, you every time you join us, you're in more bands.
Keeps me busy.
What do you got coming up right now? What are you involved? What is new for you?
New for me? Well, working on a new album right now.
Right on.
This will be album number 4, I believe, solo-wise.
Cool.
Don't have a name yet, so looking for suggestions.
All right.
otherwise, staying busy gigging. Seems every weekend got something going between me and my 92 bands.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear like when next one's coming up?
Sure, that'd be great.
Oh, let's see here. So Friday, January 13th, Friday the 13th.
Nice.
Duology will be at Bee's Tap House in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm. And then on January 15th, Sunday, Alter Ego will be at Hoozles on 54.
Nice.
So we'll be there from 1 to 5. Should be a fun weekend.
Yeah, that'll be great. Ben, I know, you know, we know each other pretty good here and everything. So I know creatively how much you get fulfilled from being a part of music and being a part of different bands and different working with different people. Mm-hmm. I know you enjoy your work as a solo artist, but to me, it feels like what pulls you back is collaborating.
Absolutely.
Is that the case?
That is certainly the case. I love working with people. Harmonies.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I love people. Singing with other people who can sing, and nothing against people who can't sing.
Yeah.
People who do sing.
We appreciate that. Wait. Yeah. I'm glad you said that word, because that's one of the things I wanted to hit on, was harmonies. If there's a consistent theme with the music, the bands that you're in, I feel like that would be it.
That
almost every group has certain versions of different harmonies to them.
That's the key.
Right on. When it comes to balancing all this, scheduling-wise, do you have like a schedule book? Like, do you have like a something to, for the audience that can't know, Ben just rallied all that off his head. And I bet if I asked him what he's got coming up next month, he could tell me a bunch of stuff too. Like, how do you keep all this track? I have a hard time keeping my two jobs in place. Like, how do you do this?
Thank goodness for Google Calendar. Yes. And my girlfriend, Katie, she keeps me in line.
Mm-hmm.
She's more so my manager, along with my musical partner.
The best partners are that way.
It's
not a coincidence that you see so much of that in the industry, in all industries. That is interesting. So I had a couple of questions because I was pressing myself going over old interviews and notes. You and I have had a number of these conversations, and I've asked you almost everything already. Sure. There is a couple of things I have not asked you, Like, what is your middle name? No, I'm joking.
Thomas.
Thomas. Okay, cool. I was a little curious.
Good question. Number 2.
It was actually one of the few things I have not asked you. Do you have any pre-show rituals? Do you have anything that you like have to do, even if it's a simple thing of warming up, or is it something like I gotta knock on wood 3 times, or is there any little things like that? So many of the musicians I know have these, I don't want to say superstitions or anything like that, because some of it is just simply warming up your vocals. But there are certain ones that like, I've got to have a milkshake before every show, or something like that. Do you have anything like that?
Let's see here. Usually I just do my warm-ups, my la 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 la, do that a million times. And it's usually followed by a tasty adult beverage or two. So that's usually my ritual to get in and put on a heck of a show.
Right on. It doesn't need to necessarily be a whole lot.
No.
Especially for those that don't know, Ben, how long have you been performing live?
I believe since 2009. It's been a while.
Yeah, I've been doing it a while.
Wow.
If it ain't broke, you don't got to worry about it.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. When it comes to when it comes to other artists, I imagine you've been doing this a while, and you work with other artists all the time. There, it's got to come up organically, if not in just directly. You know, what can I do to better myself? What can I do to make myself a better artist, or put myself out there more? How do you respond to that stuff?
I usually just, sounds kind of creepy, but I stalk other bands in the area and I see kind of how they advertise. And
yeah.
Okay. I kind of want to get in that same ball field of promoting myself and using the same websites and business schemes that they do and try to get myself out there.
Right on. Man, that is actually, I think that's really insightful. That's anybody can just, you know, spin whatever is at the top of their head or anything. You take the extra step to actually like say, hey, this is what I saw and this is how I can help you. What right. I saw you're not doing or what you are doing right or anything like that.
Yeah.
All artists survive on support. Whether we realize it or not, whether we understand it or not, every one of us in any field we're in, we balance so much off of the support we get. So it's interesting to hear that. And I know, you know, I was just talking to Connie on Friday and talking about so much of the future of FRM.
Sure.
And in order to do that, you got to look back a little bit and what they've been able to do there. And when by they, I don't just mean Connie or just any one particular person at FRM. I mean this whole area and every musician that has ever been a part of FRM, because it's a community thing.
Oh, it sure is.
To have, not every community has this. And I think we are so close to it, sometimes we forget or don't realize how lucky we are with this. But I think that that's us as fans. I imagine as musicians, you never lose sight of that. It's always right there that we're really lucky we have this here.
We are pretty blessed in this area to have such an amazing amount of musicians, artists. Mm. It's incredible.
Another thing that I noticed, Ben, and again, you could speak to this better than I could. I'm not behind the scenes as much as you, but I see something that I don't see in other areas. Even in Madison, I don't see that much. Mm-hmm. A support of each other, a rising of all tides kind of thing.
Definitely.
I noticed it during Hoozle's Rise to Music, where it's a competition, and I know how... If anybody knows what it's like, I'll be out desperate for that break and everything. It's me. I mean, I will leave you guys right now to go take that break. I'm kidding. It's a competitive industry. It's a competitive world. But yet all I saw, every artist that came in, one of the first things out of their mouth was talking about another artist. Mm-hmm. You do this all the time where you promote other artists and talk about other artists and everything. It's a unique thing for this area. Why do you think that is? A tough one. That's a tough. I don't even know how to answer that. I don't even know how to answer it. That's why I asked you.
Another question. Yeah.
We'll come back. We'll come back.
This one.
No comment.
Yeah.
I do think one of the reasons is the Midwest mentality. I do think that that comes into play. I think that it's not a coincidence that all these artists are in one way or another from the Midwest, raised in the Midwest, and we have that mentality going into this. I also think that it's like a lot of things, it starts from the older groups. When you look at what Connie and so many of the artists that have been around for a while doing this and the way they treat each other. I've known guys from the Lizards over the years.
Yeah.
I remember so fondly working and talking with Jeff Weevil all the time.
Oh, sure.
And how Jeff, and there are very few people I knew that love music, the intensity that Jeff did. And how Jeff wanted that break as badly as I do, as a guitarist and everything, as a musician.
Yeah.
And yet, same thing with him. Like, all he could do was talk about other artists and promote other people and everything and want to support them and stuff. I think a lot of that stems from that old that mentality of the older artists and carrying that into everybody like you and other young artists out there that are, you know, just starting at some of this. And not that you're just starting, but you know what I mean? That are still newer into this world.
Mm-hmm.
I think that has a lot to do with it.
And back to the Rise to Music, Al, you know, as much as it was a competition, even when we weren't playing, we were all cheering each other on, saying, we hope you do a great job. Love your song selections. It wasn't much of a competition off of the stage.
Right.
It's a good time.
That's cool to hear. That's really cool.
Well, and it was always fun to watch when everyone got together at the end with the jams at the end. Wow, those were, that was really cool.
That was fun.
And, of course, these are people who've never seen each other before. That's
very true.
You're just meeting for the first time, and you still get to get to play together, which is, to me, is always really cool. I love to see that.
Yep. I've been to one concert where I saw the bands do that, and that's the only time I've ever seen it. To think that it happened at every show, pretty much, that's so cool to me.
Yep.
And organically, too. Yeah. That's really unique. That, and you don't get that, again, in a lot of competitions, a lot of different things. Such a cool idea, and looking forward to the second year of that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Keep a lookout for that, everybody. We certainly want to make plenty of time for Ben to play his music, but I'll ask him my other questions. We'll wrap up with them. But I did want to get to just one or two others, because one of my favorite things about you, Ben, I love your playing. I've mentioned you all the time. You got some of the smartest fingers I've ever seen.
Thank you.
I really like your storytelling. I really like your songwriting.
Thank you very much.
What has been one of the more difficult songs for you to write?
I would say a song called To Hell with High Water. It was a very emotional song. I don't... There are certain levels of emotion, some that are a lot deeper than others, and that was kind of hard for me to dig deep down and find those feelings, but it was... I would say that was the hardest song.
What's that one about?
Oh, it's just realizing mistakes you've made in your life, and but you're going to try to overcome, and the high water isn't going to hold you down. You're going to rise above it.
Very cool.
What was one of the easier songs to write? And I say that loosely, because I don't know if there's really an easy ever
song. Happy Birthday, Wheels Go Round.
Yeah. Like, it seems like those are, but I bet you when they were sitting down trying to write Happy Birthday, they were that's horrible.
These words are terrible.
They just rewrite after rewrite and all that. For you, has there been a song, or are there songs sometimes where it's just like, there it is, I got it? I mean, yeah, you got to tinker a thing here too or whatever, but it kind of just flows out of you.
That would be Somewhere I Heard You Singing, and that's a song I wrote about Katie. That was an obvious one. I just already had feelings and words, so that was an easy one.
But that is a perfect example of speaking to what I was talking about, though, your storytelling. It's genuine and real. And I think that even myself as a writer, sometimes I have to stop and look at something and reread something I wrote and be like, did I hit the mark there? Was I really genuine, or am I worrying about other people reading this? You know, that kind of thing. And I oftentimes have to rewrite something because of that.
Right.
I find it so vulnerable and beautiful when an artist, especially singers, can do that. Not to say that others who write for other musicians or anything, it's not the same thing, but it's really something to write this and then to back it with your own vocals. Like, that's really, I feel like it really hits home. And it's not a surprise to me. I think all my favorite songs have always been the artist's written songs. I wrote this and I'm going to perform it, kind of thing.
Sure.
One real quick one for you, and this will actually have a second part to it, but do you remember, I should say, what your first concert was? The first real band you saw live?
Oh, the first band I saw
live? Yeah.
Ooh.
I was having a hard time with this one the other day. I was like, I'm not sure.
Remember that one.
Well, let's see here. I do remember seeing The Lizards once at Nick Millen Library many years ago.
Wow.
Shout out to The Lizards.
Yes.
Yeah. That's really cool.
That is really cool.
So then that leads perfectly into this.
Yes.
What is it like, for those that don't know out there, Ben is a new member of The Lizards. What is it like being a part of something like that?
It is a blast.
Yeah.
Those guys are so awesome. Their music is wonderful, and I love being a part of it.
It's got to be a little surreal, too. Just, coming from that spot to being here now, where you are and everything.
Yeah.
And, those guys, one thing about those guys that I respect so deeply is, even if they're bringing somebody on stage with them or they're having somebody open for them or something, you got to bring it. You have to be a musician. You have to be good at what you do. They do not, I'm not saying anything against novices or people just starting out or anything like that, but these guys have been doing it a long time, and they are not going to mess around. They are going to go out there, and they're going to give you a dang good show, one of the best you'll see. And I respect that a lot. I also think that it's cool. Like, I got to think that's got to mean a lot, them wanting you on board. Like, if they want that, not that you didn't know already, hopefully, but if you needed another reminder how dang good you are at this, there you go. It seems pretty cool.
It's a true honor play with them. They are just wonderful.
I will get to other stuff if we have time later. I think now, what do you say, Seth, go to break and come back with some music?
We're gonna take a quick break here. We're gonna come back. We're gonna actually listen to Ben play and sing, and it's going to be a lot of fun for that. We'll have some more questions about his upcoming album as well. We're going to get into that when we come back here on Director's Cut.
Welcome back to Director's Cut, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Seth and I are going to move out of the way and give the WFHR stage to Ben Shintek.
Let's get away for a while. Run away from this place. See the world from the other side. There's no way for us to be, but we'll go there. On this beautiful night, and we'll ride into the country, and we'll dance neath the moon glow, and we'll spend the whole night swinging to that feel good music. I can feel it coming out. Come on, darling, let your hair down. Yeah, we're feeling right. There's no time to hesitate. We can sleep this off tomorrow, or when we're 6 feet underground. And we'll ride into the country, and we'll dance neath the moon glow, and we'll spend the whole night swinging to that feel-good music. Feel it taking over. We've got this night, let's make it good. And we'll ride into the country, and we'll dance neath the moon glow, and we'll spend the whole night swinging to that feel-good music.
That one felt good, Ben. I like that. What is that one called?
That one's called Feel Good Music.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it felt good. There's already a better energy in here. I love it. That's great. Yeah. I want to get out of your way, let you keep going.
All right.
Where were you today? I didn't know what to say. No matter how hard I tried, I needed you. Where were you today? A pretty price to pay. No matter how hard I tried, I needed you. Where were you today while I was slipping away? Where were you today while I was drifting away? Where were you today? You should have lifted me off the ground. Instead you left me here to drown. Why didn't you come around today? Where were you today? Seems so cliche. No matter how hard I tried, I needed you. Where were you today? When everything's been cast away. No matter how hard I tried, I needed you. Where were you today while I was slipping away? Where were you today while I was drifting away? Where were you today? You should have lifted me off the ground. Instead you left me here to drown. Why didn't you come around today? You should have lifted me off the ground. Instead you left me here to drown. Why didn't you come around today? Did you fly away?
All right. That last song was Where Were You Today?
Speaking of, that was another, just that I love the difference between the two songs that you've chosen so far.
Oh, thank you.
And I did want to talk to you a little bit about the writing process, the songwriting process for you. Mm-hmm. Is it something that you spoke a little bit about inspiration, you know, some songs come, wow, just come out, and then some, you have to go a little deeper with that.
Yeah.
Is there a process? Do you have specific times? It's like, well, now I'm going to sit down and, you know, work on songs right now, or is it just purely, oh, got an idea, and or you have a napkin, you write, oh, I wrote an idea down on a napkin. What is it like? What is it like for you?
Sometimes it's, I have the idea right away. Other times it's gotta wait and wait and wait for the right moment to strike, and then
okay.
Probably when you're driving and you have no pen or paper with you,
it's like,
there it is. Yeah.
In the shower, yeah. You know, when you don't have anything to write with, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's hit and miss when the inspiration comes, but when it does, it's a good thing.
All right. So let's do another one.
All right. This is a little prayer for Rosie Stone.
Ain't that something? I've been having this feeling for a long, long time now. Ain't that reeling? How I couldn't find the words in other people's poems, so I burned them all and I wrote my own. Take what you get or leave what you want. Have a little faith, or grow a backbone, and say a little prayer for Rosie Stone. Ain't that funny? What's bad for you is good for me now. Ain't that something? Missed the smoke, got choked, and stepped out of my skin. I was mourned and scorned, laughing in the face of sin. Take what you get or leave what you want. Have a little faith or grow a backbone, and say a little prayer for Rosie Stone. Ain't that something? I've been having this feeling for a long, long time now. Ain't that reeling? How I couldn't find the words in other people's poems, so I burned them all and I wrote my own. Take what you get or leave what you want. Have a little faith or grow a backbone, and say a little prayer for Rosie Stone. Take what you get or leave what you want. Have a little faith, oh, grow a backbone, and say a little prayer for Rosie Stone.
One of my favorites of yours, Ben. I never get tired of that one. I really enjoy it. It's one of the things that I like about hearing live music, too. I can listen to it on a CD, you know, download it, whatever, and I love the song. Sure. I really love that song live.
Oh, thank
you. I feel like live, not that I don't get this from the audio, but live, I see the enjoyment. I see how much you enjoy the song, and that's contagious. That really is, especially the refrain and everything. It's just... Sure. It's a ditty that gets in your head and you enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's not like some earworms where, oh, I'll get this song out of my head. Like that one, you want to keep it in there and just to keep playing it. I love that song.
Oh, man. For when I was listening to it, the producer in me was thinking, wow, you know, this is a song for a full band. I was thinking of some of the aspects of the, oh, tambourine would be great here. And then your little trumpet part. Let's get a whole horn section here. Yeah, let's get everyone going on
for
this.
Sure.
That would be a great piece for like a full band. Absolutely.
Cool. Thank you.
Absolutely. Nice. So we're going to take another quick break here, everybody. When we come back, more with Bench Deck, and we are going to have more of his music, of course, because that's what we're here for, right?
Yeah.
We want to hear the music. Don't listen to us talk, right? It's, you know, who knows? But anyway, keep on listening here on Director's Cut.
Welcome back to Director's Cut, everybody. Seth and James here, and we're joined today by Ben Chedek. And Ben, thanks again for being here with us. That last one you played for us is one of my favorites of yours. I know that one really well. Any of the other new stuff the stuff we've heard today, any of it new or going to be on the new album?
Actually, the next song I'm going to play will be on the new album.
Cool. Can you tell us a little about the new project, the new album that's going to be coming, and when it's going to be coming out, or if you have a date yet?
No date.
I didn't think so. I knew as soon as I asked.
The songs are still in the works. I'm
aiming
for 10 to 13 songs. And,
cool.
Okay. And I'm looking for a title, so... Anybody out there listening, send me something.
I love the idea of somebody out there just immediately having something pop in their head, letting you know, and that's when you end up going with. I hope that's how it happens. I really do. That's awesome.
What number record is this for you? This
will be number four.
Number four.
Solo-wise, wow. Yep.
Yes, okay. And, of course, I'm guessing you've appeared on other recordings as well.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to be hearing from him in a lot of different venues.
My daughter joined us a little while ago, and she's an author, and she was talking to us about her first, not her first, but her a book that she had published. And she did this, you know, through Amazon and a different e-books kind of thing and the kind of details and the work that it takes to do that. Not asking too like detailed questions or certainly nothing personal, but I'm an artist out there and I'm hearing, man, he's got four albums out already. Like how do you get a bet ball even rolling? Like to even get an album or to get somebody even give you a chance to get an album, that kind of thing.
Oh geez. Well, first you learn an instrument.
Right.
Step one. Complete.
Start at the very beginning.
First, talent. Get the talent part. Yeah. Then, you know, you can go from there.
Oh, you know, that's...
Does it happen organically? Does it... I mean, it seems like, especially with music, it's so much about who you know. And so if you're playing a gig and somebody hears you and they're like, hey, you sound good. By the way, I record music or et cetera. Is that a lot of how it happens? Just kind of organically you run into people?
No, basically, I just sit up in my little studio and I just...
Okay, so you have your own studio where you do recording.
Right on. Okay, all right.
And that actually leads me to the next question. Yeah. If people are interested, where can they find your music if they're interested in hearing it?
Well, right now, I just have it on CD format, working on getting it on Apple and... iTunes, all that Spotify stuff. But
because I was curious. Cause Bandcamp comes to mind, too, as well, because that's a great place for artists to actually get, you know, some compensation for their recordings. It's a nice place for that. But so you do have CDs available.
I do. I'm pretty old school.
Nothing wrong with that. So if anyone comes to, like, a show, do you have any available?
I will have some available.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
I think this is one of the organically how this just happened. It's such a great example of what it is to be an artist, a starting out artist, the difference of a struggling artist and a surviving artist.
Mm-hmm.
we're our own producers, managers, we're in charge of all these different things. You know, you get a record deal or something like that, and you've got about 90 people in charge of your music.
Exactly.
Something like this, do you have self-control and all that? Yeah, you get to control all that stuff, but you're also in charge of all this stuff and to balance all this. So when you say, oh, I hope to get on, I'm looking, to eventually get my stuff on Spotify or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think it's understandable if you haven't gotten there yet, because you're busy performing, you're busy making new music. It's such a balance. It's such a hard thing, and I don't think a lot of people, especially non-artists out there, get that. Understand that this is the hustle and the grind it takes to live your passion. And I really don't think a lot of people understand, well, if it's so hard, why don't you do something else? Don't you think we would? Yeah. Man, I'd be an accountant if I could. I wish I felt half as way I do about acting and all this stuff as I would about numbers or something like that. I'd love a 9-to-5 job or a paycheck I could always count on or any of these things. We do this because we have no other choice. This is who we are.
That's true.
When it comes to that, does that make the balance maybe a little bit easier because you're getting to do something you love to do?
I think definitely makes it easier. Music is my love.
Yeah, right on.
Which comes through very, very clearly when we listen to you play and everything. So let's go ahead and let's listen to that new song from your new record coming out.
Okay, here's kind of a jazzy song called Upon Red January. On this cool early evening, I will be leaving you. And I've been debating the letter that's waiting for you. We've been falling apart, sad but it's true. So I've asked the stars to watch over you. Please keep her warm on a winter's night. Brighten up her spring and then let her hear the sweet sound of your summer song and let her fall in love again. On this cool early morning, I will be warning myself about the mistake I'll be making when you fall for someone else. I've been telling myself that you're better off without me, and to whom it may concern, help her forget about me. Please keep her warm on a winter's night. Brighten up her spring and then let her hear the sweet sound of your summer song and let her fall in love again. Please keep her warm on a winter's night. Brighten up her spring and then let her hear the sweet sound of your summer song and let her fall in love. And let her fall in love. And let her fall in love. Again. All right, this one's called Grow Young.
When I was a little boy, people thought I was a little weird. Little did that bother me, I was having a little fun. A little boy with an open mind, little too curious for my age. Little did that bother me, I was having a little fun. I remember I was talking with my mama. Mama said, you gotta shape up to become a man. And when you grow up to be on your own, take the things that you've been shown, see them differently. Be what you wanna be. But I don't know what I wanna be. The future's only scaring me. Through all the things she'd said and done, I told my mama I'd rather grow young. As I got a little older, a little trouble here and there. Little did that bother me, I was having a little fun. A little older and a little wiser, a little wise mouth to say the least. Little did that bother me, I was having a little fun. I remember I was talking with my mama. Mama said, you gotta shape up to become a man. And when you grow up to be on your own, take the things that you've been shown, see them differently. Be what you wanna be. But I don't know what I wanna be. The future's only scaring me. Through all the things she'd said and done, I told my mama I'd rather grow young. I'd rather grow young. And when you grow up to be on your own, take the things that you've been shown, see them differently. Be what you wanna be. But I don't know what I wanna be. The future is only scaring me. Through all the things she'd said and done, I told my mama I'd rather grow young.
This has been such a blast. Ben's our third member now. He's going to be a part of every show. He's
our house band. He's our house band now.
He doesn't realize it, but we really do appreciate this, brother. It's so much fun working with you and having you on the air.
Oh, thank you.
I did want to ask just a couple of quick things, Ben. And these are things that I kind of just thought of again, wanting to ask you stuff that maybe we haven't talked about before. And I have one question we are going to ask all of our guests when they join us. So this kind of comes, they come into play together. I was listening to you the other day, and it was actually one of your older shows with you joined us. The last time actually you were with us with Katie and Heartstrings.
Sure.
And I was thinking about it and hearing you too. And I'm like, man, if they were around now and stuff, I would love to hear you with the Allman Brothers.
Oh.
Like, but I was trying to think of like good combinations.
Wow.
And stuff, and guys,
wow,
people that would complement each other and everything. And I thought, oh, I just throw you into that band, and you'd fit right in. Like your style, your harmony, so much of this stuff. Obviously, Greg Allman might be a little difficult to work with, but I think it's worth it. It seems like he was, you know. But so I got thinking about that, Ben, and I wonder if there is anybody you could collaborate with, living, dead, whatever. Is there an artist that pops to mind? Is there anything right away?
That would be Paul McCartney.
Right on.
All right.
Right on. Oh, I love it. Right away. Direct answer. Quick. Yeah. Yeah. Right on. Is there, I think we could all think of reasons why, but is there any personal reasons for you why Paul? Sir Paul, I should say.
Just my favorite Beatle, and he's
okay.
He's the man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Would you consider him a big influence on your music?
I would. Anything Beatles related. Okay, well, that's a huge influence.
That's very, like,
I'm sure
very good
any
company.
Musician is pretty much Beatles.
Whether they realize it or not, because I bet you even artists that don't listen to a lot of Beatles or any Beatles, maybe the artists they do listen to were probably influenced by the Beatles, and so that in one way or another, you're absolutely right. I mean, if not, I can't imagine many musicians not listening to at least a couple of Beatles songs. But all right. So then the question we're going to ask all of our guests, this kind of plays into that one too. If you could have coffee with any historical figure, who and why?
Ooh.
And it doesn't have to be a musician. Doesn't have to do with music. Yeah, anybody at all. Living, past, anything like that. I'd set you up with Greg Allman, but I want to know who you were. I'm just kidding.
I'm going to stick with Paul McCartney.
Right on.
That's not a bad choice.
No,
it really is not.
Coffee, tea, whatever he'd prefer. I would not be there.
Nice.
Well, just think about it. Not only, I mean, the great musician that he is and the great songwriter and everything, but the stories.
Yeah.
He's got so many stories to tell.
Yeah.
It'd be like a 3-hour cup of coffee because just I want to hanging on every word to telling Beatles. I don't care if it's Beatles, Wings, just his personal stuff. It'd be awesome.
Because he's been this level of fame for so long, I can't imagine the people that have come up to him and, you know, that have nothing to do with music or anything like that to just talk. And I imagine he's got stories from that.
Sure.
I would love to ask him, like, what's the strangest person to come up to you and tell you they love you? Like, you know, like, it's one thing strangers or other musicians. I want to hear about some, like, world leader that came up to him and, like, all embarrassed and everything. Like, I really like you, Mr. Paul. But
There was a
great story about them kind of being nervous to meet some of their heroes. And I would love to hear, like, how that would be the reverse of that, how that would go.
Yeah, like something like Nelson Mandela or, you know, like Barack Obama or something like that. You know, something like, wow, this person really likes me?
Yeah.
That's still got taken aback, even though you're as famous as Paul McCartney. There's got to be moments where he's felt that.
Oh, sure.
We are sitting here with Ben Chetek, and unfortunately the time is getting closer and closer to the end of the show. I would love to have you play us out a little bit, Ben, so that's what we're going to do to wrap our show up here.
Yep, we'll do one more to wrap us up, and so we've got to, you get to, and better be good. Better be good, I'm just going to say that right now. You're on the line now. No. So, yes, one more here from Ben.
All right, this is called Catching Raindrops. I was catching raindrops in my hand. Falling from the sky, broken promises of mine. Softly slipping through my fingers, only bound to hit the ground over time. Oh, I found peace in the rainstorm, and I found peace in the rain. Somewhere the sun is rising to greet the day. Somewhere the moon is glowing for lovers. Somewhere the wind is roaring and blowing, calling my name. Tomorrow will come, but for now, I can't help but stay in the rain. I was catching raindrops in my hand, rolling
white face, the tears that never dry. Staying strong, I kept my head up. Standing still, the sounds of echoes have died. Oh, I found peace in the rainstorm, and I found peace in the rain. Somewhere the sun is rising to greet the day. Somewhere the moon is glowing for lovers. Somewhere the wind is roaring and blowing, calling my name. Tomorrow will come, but for now I can't help but stay in the rain. And I found peace in the rainstorm, and I found peace in the rain. Somewhere the sun is rising to greet the day. Somewhere the moon is glowing for lovers. Somewhere the wind is roaring and blowing, calling my name. Tomorrow will come, but for now I can't help but stay here. Somewhere the sun is rising to greet the day. Somewhere the moon is glowing for lovers. Somewhere the wind is roaring and blowing, calling my name. Tomorrow will come, but for now I can't help but stay here. I can't help but stay here. I can't help but stay here. I can't help but stay in the rain.